Mark Teixeira is with us on Sports Byline, fine first baseman with the New York Yankees. I mentioned about double-digit years for you playing baseball, Mark, and I know when you're in your rookie year or second year, you know, there's still that excitement, but as you become the veteran athlete, the veteran baseball player, there has to be adjustments that are made physically and probably emotionally. You probably get married, you have family and everything. Tell me a little bit about that development and how difficult it is.
It is definitely a learning process as you get older in this game. You realize things aren't as easy when you get younger. I always thought, you know, my rookie year, it was very difficult. I ended up having decent numbers, but it was just an up and down year, mentally, emotionally, physically. And, you know, I said, oh, well, it'll be great once I'm a veteran because it'll be so much easier. You know, I don't think it gets any easier as you become a veteran, because you know, there's a lot of reasons. One being, you know, your body just gets older. You don't recover as quickly, and over a long 162 game season, you know, those bumps and bruises really add up. As a 23-year-old, you can get over them pretty quickly. You know, I have to take care of my body a little bit better, and then also I think just the expectations that people have of you. I mean, as a young player, anytime you do something, you know, spectacular, you make an All-Star team, you hit 30 plus home runs, you hit 40 home runs, you win a Gold Glove, you win a Silver Slugger. You know, people talk about it and they say, oh man, Mark, what a great thing you've done, what a great thing you've done, and you feel good about yourself. Well, after a certain point and you've accomplished all of these things, you win a World Series, then it's like, all right, what's next? And if you don't accomplish those things, if you don't make the All-Star team, if you don't win a World Series, it's looked at as a disappointment. And that's a very tough thing to accept as a veteran. You know, you're always going to be judged on your best season individually, and you're always going to be judged on your best season as a team, which is 2009 when we won a World Series. Everything else is a failure, and that's very tough to do, you know, over a long career.
You know, the thing that I find interesting, and I am so respectful of you and other professional athletes, and Joe Morgan and I were talking about this. He once said the hardest thing for any professional baseball player to do is to stay even keeled. Don't get too high on those 4-for-4 days. Don't get too low on those 0-for-4 days. And you just touched on something, Mark, and that was the expectations that go along with having maybe an all-star season, hitting a lot of home runs, or even signing a big moneyed contract. How long did it take you to get comfortable with expectations by others?
You know, I think it's still going on, actually. You know, it's a constant battle, and I think Joe Morgan is absolutely right when you talk about needing to be even keeled. You know, I've been the worst player in baseball on any given night or any given week, and I've been the best player in baseball on any given night and any given week. You know, the one thing you don't want to do is pump your chest up, you know, too high, because this game, this is what I've always told myself, and I tell other people, I tell young people, you know, in baseball, you know, you've either been humbled or you're about to be humbled, and that's the truth about this game. So expectations are always going to be there, but you just keep working hard and keep trying to succeed. I try to do what I've always done to succeed. And if I have a little bit of a slump, you know, don't go out and try to do all these different things and have a new swing and have all these new plans, new game plans. I just try to go out there and do what I know that I can do.
Having said that, you obviously gave some thought about the expectations that go along with playing in a city like New York, playing for a team that is, you know, been around for such a long time, won so many championships like the Yankees. Did that come into your mind at all? Did you fear that to any particular degree?
A little bit, but I think that was a challenge. You know, I was blessed to play in three great cities in Texas and Atlanta and L.A., and I would not trade those experiences for anything in the world. But getting to play for the New York Yankees on the biggest stage in baseball for the greatest franchise in sports history, it was a challenge that I took, and the way I look at it, you know, CC Sabathia and I both talked about it as soon as we signed our contract. You know, what kind of a man would I be? What kind of a father, husband, you know, leader of men would I be if I was scared to play for the New York Yankees? That's just something I wouldn't have been able to live with. So there are a lot of things that go into choosing your free agent team, you know, or your team when you're a free agent. And, you know, the challenge of being a Yankee in New York, playing on the biggest stage, was one that I was excited about.
Yeah, do you have a sense of responsibility because of just the history and the accomplishment of that franchise?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's, you know, playing for the Yankees, I think, keeps me sharp, keeps me wanting to be the best player I can be. You know, I've been very blessed to accomplish a lot of things individually and as a team, but I still want more. There's a lot more that I want in this game, and you know, I have one championship ring, and my counterpart at shortstop, Derek Jeter, he has five. I'd love to be in his situation someday. So I think that's the goal for everybody.
I'm going to make an observation here, and if I'm wrong about this, Mark, please feel free to correct me. But I think one of the advantages that the Yankees have, and everybody talks about the money they have to spend, but I don't think that that's, you know, that is an advantage. But I really believe having the caliber of player like yourself and having Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez and other players of that stature is really an advantage for the Yankees, because I know how professionals push other professionals. There's a level of excellence that is set that everybody then raises their game to that level. Am I correct in that observation? Is that an advantage for the Yankees?
That's a great observation, and it is an advantage, because there's a lot of teams in any sport where you have individuals that come to a team and they really care about themselves, they really care about their next contract or their stats or their place in history. When you play for the Yankees, there's only one thing that matters, and that's winning. That's winning a championship. And every single player on the team holds each other accountable for, you know, doing what it takes to win a championship. And the professionalism, the way that the work that we put in, the way we go about our business, the way we play the game. You know, you can say whatever you want about the Yankees, but you know, I don't think you can say that we're a team of guys that are lazy. We're not a team of unprofessional guys. We're a team of highly talented guys that know exactly what is expected of us. We work hard. I think we treat people with respect. We play the game the right way. And it's fun to be a part of a group like that.
You know, there are a couple of things on your career resume that jump out at me. One of them is the fact that you've won the Gold Glove four times. And I'm going to go back to Joe Morgan again saying, you know, he said offensive stats are the things that a lot of people look at. He said, but to me personally, the Gold Glove awards were the ones that meant the most to him. What is it about the Gold Glove that means so much to a player?
You know, Joe's right again. I mean, those Gold Gloves are really special to me. And you know, the way I look at it is that I'm going to have a lot of 0-for-4s. I'm going to have a lot of nights where offensively I am not going to impact the game at all. But as a defensive player, especially a first baseman, as much as I touch the ball, I have a chance to impact my team and the game every single night. And so I take a lot of pride in my defense. You know, I almost get more pride out of making a great play, saving two or three runs in an inning, because my pitcher has a big smile on his face and we win the game. You know, if I hit a home run, you know, that's great, but to be able to impact the game, you know, defensively is almost more rewarding.
You also hit for the cycle, and that's something that's magical in baseball as well. It's also very, very difficult to do. Tell me about that night and why things fell into place that way.
That was such a great night. It was my second year in the league, and, you know, one of the greatest nights of my baseball career. The first at bat, I struck out. It was against Cliff Lee. Cliff Lee's not a bad pitcher, if you guys have ever heard of him. First at bat of the night, I struck out looking, and I felt like I didn't have it that night. I said, well, this could be a long night. Well, the next at bat, I hit a double off Cliff Lee, and then I believe it was a home run, left-handed, then a triple left-handed, and then a single right-handed. It was just, and I knew I needed that single. It's you know, amazing that a guy like me could actually hit for the cycle, because I don't hit a lot of triples. I might maybe hit two triples a year. So for me to actually hit for the cycle is pretty incredible.
And the other night, of course, was May the 8th, 2010, when you go long not once, not twice, but three times. And you did it for emphasis against the Boston Red Sox. Tell me about that night and what that feeling is like to be in such a groove.
And that was cool too. I've been lucky enough to hit three home runs in a game three different times, but that game in particular, because it was against the Red Sox, it was the Saturday Fox game of the week, and you know, everyone in the country's watching. So to be able to do that in Fenway Park against the Red Sox was pretty special. I don't hit a lot of home runs. I mean, you know, 30 a year is a whole lot of home runs, And to hit three in one game is pretty special.
When you take a look at your career and think back about what you've accomplished, the games you've been in, the players you've played with, is there a particular moment, Mark, that is kind of ingrained in your psyche and one that you'll take away from this game when you walk away?
You know, it's pretty cliche, but the night we won the World Series, I mean, I dreamt of winning a World Series my entire career, and there have been a lot of really cool, very special individual performances. But at the end of the day, when I look back at my career, you know, the night we won the World Series, I can remember almost the feeling. I remember my voice being hoarse because I was yelling so much during the game. And I remember the chills that I got on the field when I'm doing interviews and we're, you know, racing around, passing out the championship hats and championship T-shirts. You know, those kind of things, those are memories that are never going to leave.
Mark, thank you. I'll look forward to our hooking up again here on Sports Byline.
Thank you, Ron. Have a good one.
Mark Teixeira with us on Sports Byline, first baseman for the New York Yankees. We continue with more of you at America's Sports Talk Show.